get out. How good is he?
He's a good player. You know, he does it all. You know, plays good D, has a good stick, shoots puck well, passes the puck well, does all the right things. He's a pretty good player.
Both ends of the rink too, right?
I said both ends of the rink, yes.
Teammates with him at a World Junior, right? What did you learn about him there?
Played with him at a World Junior and played with him at a World Championship as well. So obviously a great player. Played on the line with him actually at World Championships. You know, he was a fun guy to play with. He does it all. You know, he does all the right things. He does everything you want in a player. So obviously, you know, I'm not the GM, so can't really give you much. But he's obviously a very good player.
Well, what do you think of the possibility of being teammates with him again here?
I don't know why we're talking about it. We're about to play the Ottawa Senators, and he's on that team. So I don't know why we're talking about trades when I'm not the general manager. So obviously he's a great player and would make any team better, but I'm not the GM.
After the game against that you guys just played, you guys talked a lot about wanting to simplify your game. Kind of how do you go about doing that? What's kind of the first steps to doing that tonight?
Just going out with that attitude, going out and playing a solid game. You know, that's about it. You know, it all starts with a good start, and you know, we just have to have that mentality for the whole 60 minutes. You just can't stray from it. No matter if good things happen or bad things happen, you have to stick with it.
What did you like about kind of what your line was kind of able to do offensively? Obviously, you would have liked to have found the scoreboard a little bit more in Ottawa, but what did you like about what you guys did offensively there?
Yeah, we got pucks deep. We played within the offensive zone and created some chaos, and we're able to you know, create some space for ourselves and get some chances. And you know, we got to do that again tonight.
Mark, what's been your what's impressed you about Jack Savinik and the time that he's been with the big club?
You know, we haven't really seen him a whole lot. Only a handful of games, but obviously he's got great hands. He's got a good good offensive instincts, and you know, I think that's, you know, now it's just a matter of, you know, bringing it all together. You know, the NHL is a tough league. You got big guys to play against, and you have to play both ends of the ice. So, you know, we know he has the offensive instincts, and, you know, the more and more experience he gets at the, you know, at this level, you know, the better he's going to get at the other end.
As a self-professed hockey nerd, how much attention do you pay to who's on the boards and who may be going anywhere else?
You know, like I said before, I'm not a GM, so my say really doesn't have a whole lot of bearing. So, you know, you obviously see it on TV and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, all you can do is speculate and you know, hope for the best.